This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The special U.S. House committee investigating the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol heard testimony Monday about former U.S. President Donald Trump's false claims of voter fraud, which he blamed for his loss in the November 2020 election. Former President Trump's closest campaign advisors, top government officials, and even his family were dismissing his false claims of election fraud as far back as election night. But, as former Attorney General Bill Barr told investigators, Trump was becoming detached from reality by clinging to outlandish theories to stay in power.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality, if he really believes this stuff.
The panel says Trump's falsehoods provoked a mob of his supporters to attack the Capitol. Russian forces tightened their grip on the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk and cut off the last routes for evacuating citizens, a Ukrainian official said on Monday. Amid heavy Russian bombardment, the regional governor said on social media that all bridges out of the city have been destroyed, making it impossible to bring in humanitarian cargoes or evacuate citizens. He said some access remained and part of the city was still under Ukrainian control. Ukraine has issued increasingly urgent calls for more Western heavy weapons to help defend Severodonetsk, which Kyiv said could hold the key to the battle for the eastern Donbas region and the course of the war, now in its fourth month. Ukraine's account of civilians trapped in an industrial plant echoed the fall of Mariupol last month, while hundreds of civilians and badly wounded Ukrainian soldiers were trapped for weeks in the Azovstal steelworks. This is VOA News. A new report said Russia's oil revenues rose to record numbers in the first 100 days of its invasion of Ukraine, despite heavy sanctions by the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma tells us which countries have become Moscow's biggest customers.
Russian sales are boosting Moscow's export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit cash flows. Commodity data firm Kpler reports that India, an oil-hungry country of 1.4 billion people, has guzzled nearly 60 million barrels of Russian oil in 2022 so far, up from 12 million in 2021. Shipments to other Asian countries like China have also increased in recent months, but to a lesser extent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The leader of the U.S. white supremacist group Patriot Front was among the 31 people arrested near a gay pride event in the northwest state of Idaho Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Coeur d'Alene police say 23-year-old Thomas Russo from Texas, along with the others from 11 states, are charged with criminal conspiracy. Police Chief Lee White.
They came to riot downtown.
He says they had at least one smoke grenade, shields, and were wearing white masks. A concerned citizen tipped off police who said the men
jumped into a U-Haul wearing masks. They had shields and, quote, looked like a little army.
That audio from KXLY. Russo founded the Patriot Front after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Officials, including the Department of Homeland Security, say the biggest domestic terror threat now comes from white nationalist groups. I'm Julie Walker.
Brazilian police and indigenous search teams dismissed reports on Monday they had found the bodies of a British reporter and a Brazilian indigenous expert missing in the Amazon jungle, dashing hopes of a quick resolution in the week-old case. Police on Sunday said search teams had found the belongings of Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira in a creek off the river where they were last seen on June 5th. Phillips and Pereira were on a reporting trip in the remote jungle area near the border with Peru and Colombia, that is home to the world's largest number of uncontacted indigenous people. The wild and large lawless region has lured cocaine smuggling gangs, along with illegal loggers, miners, and hunters. Repeating our top story, the special U.S. House committee investigating the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol heard testimony about former U.S. President Donald Trump's false claims of voter fraud, which he blamed for his loss in the November 2020 election. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering. Visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.